My child, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God. Humility is viewed by our faith as the first and most important step towards living a life of holiness. It is the foundation of all virtue. It is the opposite and an antidote for pride. Now, being meek and humble are not a sign of weakness, but of strength by knowing God's truth. His desire for us is to be his adopted daughter or son. God has no grandchildren. He only has children. Let's first hear from a few of our saints on the importance of humility in our lives. St. Augustine said in one of his letters, "The way to Christ is first through humility, second, through humility, third, through humility." He also said, "It was pride that changed angels into devils. And it is humility that makes men into angels." Our patron, St. John Vianney, wrote, "We are each of us like a small mirror in which God searches for his reflection." St. Thomas Aquinas defines it this way: humility means seeing ourselves as God sees us, knowing that every good we have comes from him as pure gift. Pure gift. Nothing we can do will ever earn it. It is pride more than anything that tempts us to see ourselves through the eyes of the world and through the lens of other people's opinions. If we want to see ourselves in the light of truth, we must humbly seek to see ourselves only as God sees us. His understanding of our soul is all that really matters. And finally, from St. Alphonse Liguori, "Acquire the habit of speaking to God as if you were alone with him. Familiarly and with confidence and with love, as to the dearest and most loving of friend. Speak to him often of your business, your plans, your troubles, your fears, of everything that concerns you. Converse with him confidently and frankly, for God is not wont to speak to a soul that chooses not to speak to him." Humility, then, is about understanding our right relationship with God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and furthermore, right relationship with each other. Any dishonesty will cloud our ability to perceive that right relationship. And it turns humility into a secret form of pride. And although it seems it will eventually then become more public than maybe we thought. We are not to downplay or hide our gifts and talents, but we are to use them while giving glory to God. Luke has clearly and sympathetically written his gospel to the Gentiles, what we might today call a cosmopolitan audience. So keeping this in mind, we may better understand the passage this week, because it seems to be directly addressed to people who are acutely aware of social position. Who's in? Who's not? This passage occurs about midway on Jesus' final journey to Jerusalem. This is an occasion when Jesus is invited to a meal hosted by a ruler who belonged to the Pharisees on the Sabbath. It was probably not unlike many other social occasions in the Greco-Roman world of Jesus' day. The guests are reclining at tables in a dining room of a substantial home. And that finely tuned social status system of the Greco-Roman world and the purity system of the Jewish spiritual world are both holding sway. We hear the repetition of the verb to call, to invite, in various forms. Jesus seems to be choosing his words carefully to emphasize the individual called identity of the guests, the ones who have been called, the ones who have been invited, and the host, the one who called, the one who invited you, as this is a by invitation only event. So we hear this word, invited, repeated over and over. And in our English translation, this repetition is repetitive enough that in the later verse, we actually will miss that Jesus suddenly changes the meaning. Because in the original Greek, he uses a different verb for inviting than what he'd been using prior. And so in that original text, it could be translated into English as call or invite, but its effect is different. We've been hearing this word call or invite over and over, and now suddenly Jesus is saying, so when you have a meal, a lunch or banquet, you shouldn't be inviting all those familiar people in your life, your friends, your brothers, relatives, and rich neighbors. They're close to you, and they can pay you back. Rather, go out and make a concerted effort to invite the poor, crippled, lame, and blind, because they cannot repay you. There is also the contrast of giving and taking in the humiliating scene in which the person who sat down in the place of honor has to give the place of honor to the distinguished guest and take the lowest place. That lowest place takes on added meaning because when we go into the Greek again of Luke's original, it literally means the last place, the same last that we know to mean the last four things, the end times. So does Jesus mean to send some signals about the end times in this passage? Well, Luke did say he was telling them a parable. And Luke, from the very beginning of the gospel, has been saying that places are going to be switched. So in other words, by saying, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, he is challenging both the secular social status and the Jewish spiritual focus on purity. I'm sure that was quite provocative in the minds of those in attendance. The kind of humility Jesus is talking about here was maybe best described by Archbishop William Temple. Humility does not mean thinking less of yourself than of other people. Not thinking less of yourself than other people. Nor does it mean having a low opinion of your own gifts. It means freedom from thinking about yourself at all. The big question in today's reading, and in Luke's gospel more generally, may be this. Where do we want to be honored and blessed, and by whom? Here in this world, by the people who seem to make all the rules? Or at the last, by the ruler of the kingdom that is coming. Because as Luke tells us, according to Jesus, we can't have it both ways. We have to make a choice. My child, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God. Amen.